or Monday night, or a Lulav in Shvat. Okay, good Chodesh. So, tonight's halacha is as follows. Sometimes in a toilet seat, you'll have the seat will come off, and sometimes the cover comes off. So, if that happens before Shabbos, so the question is if it's muktzah or not. So, it really would depend. If you have specific intent to use it on Shabbos also, you know, you could maneuver it in place, and it could be used in that way, so then it's not muktzah. If you didn't have specific intent, let's say it came off before Shabbos, or even on Shabbos, it came off on Shabbos. So I think it would depend if most people use it in that broken, it's off, it comes off, but you could use it. So I think probably if most people would use it that way, then it's not muktzah, and if not, then it is muktzah. If it comes off before Shabbos, then all you need is specific intent to use it that way, and then it's certainly not muktzah. Now they've got to be putting it back, so on Shabbos you can't reattach it in a tight, permanent fashion. You can only do it in a temporary fashion where it's still loose and would come out again. Okay. That's assuming, of course, it's not muktzah. Okay. Chayus HaLodos and Shara Kaniyah Shepherik Zion. Shepherik Zion really continues more of the same. I'm not so sure. You know, to be ma'ayin, the difference between Perek Hei, Perek Vav, and Perek Zayin, he talks about how a Baal Kaniyah should act and what a Baal Kaniyah looks like and what the Baal Kaniyah are. And in Perek Zayin, he talks about Havala Simonim Shebehem Tizbar HaKaniyah Min HaNichna Kishay Yira'u Bo Heim Chamisha. So here he lists five things. He does this in Shara Bitochen also, and in other Shorim. He says, like, how could you tell? How can you tell who's a Baal Bitochon? Maybe it's a self-test, or maybe it's who you want to be friends with. So here he's saying, how can you tell what are the simonim of a nichna? So he says there's five. Now really he could have used the 10 things in Perek Vav, where he talks about what a Baal Kaniyah does, but maybe some of them were belaved, and you really can't tell on the outside, so he could have picked the ones that are not belaved. Or in Perek Hei, he talks about how to be koina kniya, the things you should do in order to be koina. So I don't know, I'm not sure the subtle differences between these different lists. But upon him, the koteret of Perek Zion, which is what we're up to, is how can you tell if someone's a Baal kniya? And there's five simonim. Echad mehem, the first, and these are kind of different than the other prokim. So it's very interesting. Maybe the others are not so noticeable. They're more pnimi and subtle. And the ones in this parak are more nikar. Or maybe you could have kniya, but if it doesn't affect you a certain way, I don't know, I'm not sure. Kaponim. But the things here are not directly kniya. They are midos in this parak, as you'll see now. They are midos that kniya spawns. So echad mehem, number one out of the five, ve'ez chozek kaso al misha mevaza also, beim maimer, beim b'maise. Someone, he says, someone gets him angry. I don't know if he gets angry. The point here is, in Yimshol Berucho, he controls himself. The Yimchal. So apparently he gets angry, or he gets Mavuze. I don't know if Kasi necessarily means anger, but it can be he gets insulted. He taka feels bizarre. He feels like he was. You know, someone embarrassed him terribly, or someone said something to him that's a bizoyon, and he feels mavuzah. So yimshol baruchol v'yimchal achar hayecholas lehinokem. So he could really get back at the guy, maybe verbally, maybe doing something. But he's meichel him. He lets it go. That's what you say. He lets it go. He lets go of it. He lets it go. Ve'anova v'shiflus, and not because he's scared, or not because he even wants to be a tzaddik. That would be a different midah. Shomim cher poslim veinam meshivim. But here he does it out of another v'shiflus. He does it because he feels like, he doesn't feel self-important enough to be makbid. That's where that's what it means. Can't anybody tell where it's coming from upstairs? He should realize himself. It's good chinuch to tell him. I'm not angry, and I'm not mechuzah. I'm trying to be mechanachim. So Yoral Bira Kniyoso. So that is a manifestation of Kniya if he lets it go. That's number one. Vasheni, a second midah that Kniya will spawn. And again, the point of number one really is that he does it out of shiflus. So when a person shuffle and nichna, he doesn't feel justified. He said before in an earlier parak about a melech that didn't feel he was that, he didn't have not self-esteem. He didn't feel he was that superior to his subjects. Okay, he's the melech, but he didn't feel like he has to tafka be makbid on his kavod and to punish those who were pegeya in it. Vaisheni, a second out of the five, is Kshiv Ge'eyu Pega B'mamono. Something happens to him in his money, he's Nifka. O Yikreu Mikra B'krovov, something happens to him and his family. Im Yagber HaSevel Ala Charoda. If he, again, he accepts it. He accepts it as Gzeiros Abore. The Yirtzeb Gzeiros Abore. Yirtzeb is a very strong Lashon. The Yatzdik is Dino, Yoral Knioso Hatova Bishafuso Lelokim. He feels that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and he doesn't have, again, this is what Kliya is all about. He feels totally Batel. We'll use the word Batel, maybe people are more. Nichna is a difficult word. He submits to Hashem, but he's bottled to Hashem, and he doesn't feel like, who am I to speak up? Really, it's the way the Rambam describes it in Hilchos Yesod Torah, like I'm a puny, creation. Moshe Amar Hakosav Al Aaron, Meshe'iru B'mos Modaben Avihu, Vayidom Maharon. So again, the Chavil Vodas is really going deeper than just saying acceptance. Because again, but acceptance out of Kliya, that's his point. Out of Avomar David, Don Hashem, Vizchol Elo, Venema Lachen Hamaskil Bo'esahi Yidom. Quiet, but again, it's out of shiflus, out of the feeling of Bittul Tachadish Baruch Hu. I'm not entitled to have an opinion about what Hashem is doing, and whatever, however you want to formulate it. But it's coming out of shiflus, out of kniya. So that would be the second. So the first was to be moichel those who are ma'aliv him, who are machis him, even though apparently, maybe yeah, maybe not, he should or could do something back, but he feels shofel, so he just accepts it. The way the Rambam Mishmane Prakim describes such a person, who then mevazeh, but he doesn't feel he's important enough that he should answer back, or he just, okay, And the second one is when something happens to him, he swallows his pain and he accepts what Hashem did, but again, it's out of Kriya. Okay, we'll stop here.